An ankle-high plant with a funny name is stirring up controversy in southeast Washington. The federal government is considering whether to list a yellow-flowering plant known as the White Bluffs bladder pod as a threatened species. Landowners worry the listing could curtail farming. Correspondent Anna King trekked out to a remote bluff north of Pasco to find the elusive bladder pod.
I'm out on the edge of a ridiculously steep precipice on the Hanford Reach National Monument. It's a swath of protected federal ground. This spot overlooks nuclear reactors just across the brimming Columbia River. I'm here with Heidi Newsom with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I pose a few serious questions about the plant we're looking for.
Bladder pod. Heidi.
It's just because the little capsule that the seeds are in.
I know you're trying to describe it scientifically right now, but it sounds funny when you say it.
It does. It just looks like a bladder, or it has air within it, so it's inflated. I didn't name it.
Even with a funny name, the work of these four scientists and volunteers is serious. They're counting the bladder pods with handheld clickers. Newsom zooms her lens in on two white and speckled butterflies visiting a nearby bloom.
So one of the things we are interested in is what kind of pollinators visit the White Bluffs bladder pod.
She says there's a lot we still don't know about these plants in this dwindling shrub steppe ecosystem. This particular bladder pod species clings only to 17 miles of bluff face right here. That's it. It's threatened possibly because of development, farming, irrigation that saturates these historically arid soils, weedy competition, and climate change. Joe Arnett is Washington State's top plant expert for the Department of Natural Resources.
For whatever human reasons, we care about them. Because we are so powerful as a species, it's important that we conduct ourselves in a way where we take care of what's around us, not just ride roughshod over the world.
Federal fish and wildlife managers were scheduled to decide the fate of the bladder pod in late May, but that's been pushed back because of the outcry from area farmers and politicians. Fish and wildlife regulators admit they could have done better to notify the property owners. At a recent public meeting, there were tense exchanges between those private landowners and an official in charge of shepherding the listing. Faye Phipps is the farm manager and matriarch of a family that's cut the same ground into rows for 5 decades.
You spoke about passing this plant on for generations. I want my farm to be there for generations. We're working on our 3rd generation now. I have great-grandchildren.
Phipps' neighbor, Richard Nielsen, says he wasn't using that steep ground anyways. The bladder pod can have it. But he worries farming could get harder here if there are more restrictions on where he can spray or plow.
Every time I turn around in my farming operation, there are new rules, new guidelines, new environmental concerns, and so, actually, it's real hard to have a lot of faith in the decision-making process, the rule-making process.
Federal officials insist that protection for the bladder pod and designating critical habitat on private lands wouldn't curtail most landowner actions. In fact, they estimate it would affect only 419 acres of private land, mostly on scrubby bluffs. A final decision for the bladder pod is expected in 6 months. I'm Anna King, north of Pasco, Washington.